Xenia approached the screening mirror, betraying her anxiousness. But Orphea called her to the fire, where she was steeping a bundle of white flowers in a copper pan of rainwater. There was no fragrance, save for a very faint hint of pepper and honey. Orphea was making a concoction of bitter tongue, boiling poisonous flowers down to their essence. Blooms that were harvested from the mortal realm. And my mother was about to drink it.
"Here, Xenia," said Orphea, pouring a small glass. "You know you must answer truthfully if I am to read the stars for your descendant.
Poison cannot kill a divine or even make us unwell like it does mortals. But we still bend to its power. To drink it means we can only speak truth while it filters through our veins. A lie would burn our tongue and turn our voices into smoke." Xenia hesitated. Her face, lovely and pale as a winter morning, was dewy with perspiration. She had her secrets to keep, but she took the cup and drained the liquid, grimacing as the bitterness coated her tongue.
"My heart is open," she said, meeting Orphea's unwavering stare. "Please, I want to know where my daughter falls within the court, if she will grow up safe and unnoticed, or if I must raise her to kill to protect herself."
"You must raise her to be on guard, regardless of which constellation she was born beneath," Orphea said, moving to the table where the screening mirror rested. "But let us begin. You must answer every query I voice to you. Do you understand?"
Xenia nodded. Her hands trembled as she clutched the edges of her cloak.
"When was she conceived?"
Orphea asked, gazing down into the mirror. There was no reflection of her angular, moon-white face, only black mist. "It was summer," Xenia replied. "The sun had set and the moon was rising as a waning crescent."
"You describe the mortal realm."
"Yes, that is where our couplings happened."
"And who is the father?"
My mother paused, biting her lip.
"I cannot speak it, Orphea. Upon our parting, he made me swear an oath that should I utter his name, even far below where the sun has never touched and he has never trod, he would hear it and he would find me."
"To reunite you within love or to kill you?"
Xenia was silent.
"Once he loved me. I was a secret that he kept. But our dalliance did not last, and our parting was not gentle."
Orphea's eyes, blue and sharp as sapphire hewn from rock, glittered as she continued to gaze into the mirror.
"Then confirm to me that he is a Skyward."
"He is." Given the hints my mother had dropped about him, summer, oaths, the moon, an underling enemy, Orphea inferred who my father was, even without his name spoken into the shadows.
"I suppose you do not have anything of his to—"
"I do," Xenia said, procuring a lock of fiery red hair from the inner pocket of her cloak.
"I cut it from him when he was sleeping, the last time we were together."